You see, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Anthony Digio Van Antonio, A N T H O N Y, last name D I G I O V A N N A N T O N I O, date of birth 12/29/1969. Date of appointment 2/14/2025. Requesting physician Artero Miranda Jelpi, A R T U R O M I R A N D A G E L P I M D. Dear Dr. Jelpi, I have the pleasure of seeing Anthony Digio Van Antonio today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was seen by neurologist in St. Peter Hospital in Albany. He had a history of seizure since September 29, 2005. He hit his head and he developed hematoma in the brain. He went to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, and had surgery. Since then, he started having seizure on and off. Last seizure was 10-04-2024. On that day, he assaulted a staff member in nursing home where his father lives. He does not have any aura. Usually, seizures are generalized tonic-clonic seizure with tongue biting, with incontinence, with postictal confusion, foaming at the mouth. He does not remember eyes open or closed. He sometimes has a small seizures also. He's taking Depakote ER 500 milligram, one in the morning and two at night. This is the only medication he's taking for seizure. He's not driving since 2014, going to see the mental health counselor. Past medical history, epilepsy, traumatic brain injury, bipolar disorder, hypertension, manic episode, headache, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, vagus nerve stimulator, thrombectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, Divalprex ER 500 milligram, three tablet daily, famotidine, ibuprofen, losartan, omeprazole, ziprasidone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink alcohol occasionally. He is working, he is single, lives alone, no children, Family is the mother deceased, father alive in the nursing home due to old age. One sister with epilepsy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having headache, seizure, depression, anxiety, poor control of the bladder. Review of the system. I personally review the general physical examination. Blood pressure 150 over 95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength 545, deep plantar reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, depression. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, history of traumatic brain injury. Number 5, history of brain hemorrhage. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I would like to continue the Depakote ER 500 mg 3 tablet daily. He is also taking Adderall for ADHD. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. He cannot drive until further evaluated in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.